Lourdes Young, Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 2/26/1960. This is for date of service, 6/26/2023. Mrs. Young is a 63-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 1969. She also has a history of multinodular goiter, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, thymectomy, anxiety, depression, gastroparesis, and a cardiac arrhythmia, as well as asthma. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. For her type 1 diabetes, she is on the Tandem insulin pump using the Dexcom G6 sensor. She uses Control IQ during the day and then sleep mode at night. She will also be having eye surgery on July 18th. She also has eosinophilic asthma, and she's currently wearing a loop monitor and is followed by Dr. Parnassa. Her latest hemoglobin A1C is 7.9%. Plan number one for her type 1 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 7.9%. I will plan on continuing the Tandem insulin pump using aspart insulin and recommend Control IQ during the day and sleep mode overnight. Next number, the patient has a history of a multinodular goiter, and she had a thyroid ultrasound done. She had a thyroid ultrasound done on March 3rd, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 3.6 by 2.7 by 2.9 centimeters. Previously, it was 2.9 by 2.0 by 2.0 centimeters. So I'm going to repeat that. 3.6 by 2.7 by 2.9 centimeters. Previously, it was 2.9 by 2.0 by 2.0 centimeters. And a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 2.1 by 1.3 by 1.7 centimeters. Previous was 2.4 by 2.1 by 2.2 centimeters. And a dominant nodule on the isthmus measuring 1.9 by 1.3 by 2.0 centimeters. The patient has been referred to an ENT by her primary care provider. So therefore, she's pending evaluation for this. Next number, we will see patient in 3 months to reassess her glycemic control and recheck her thyroid function panel. Next, please add another number. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. We will check a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I'll also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.